Welcome to Patch Tuesday Bottom Line for April 13th, 2010. With me is Richie Lai, Director of Vulnerability Research at Qualys, Amol Sarwati, Manager of Vulnerability Research at Qualys, and Wolfgang Kandek, CTO of Qualys. Guys, thank you for being here. Tell us about today's Patch Tuesday release.
Thanks for having us, Chad. This is Wolfgang, and happy to talk to you in more detail about this rather big vulnerability release. Microsoft published 11 bulletins covering a total of 25 vulnerabilities, and there's definitely a ranking to them. Some of them are much more critical than others. So, Richie, could you go into a little bit more detail about what customers should look out first for?
Sure. So the two most important patches that were released today was MS10-27 and 26. Both these patches fix vulnerabilities that allow attackers to take control of your machine by simply visiting a web page or clicking a link in email. O27 is a vulnerability in the Windows Media Player ActiveX control that allows for remote code execution. And O26 is a vulnerability in the codecs for AVI. Neither of these vulnerabilities were affected Windows 7. The next one on the list is actually a really interesting one, which is O19, Win Verify Trust. What this attack allows malicious hackers to do is downgrade Authentico checks from V2 down to V1. V1 is a weaker algorithm, and it may allow for bypass of Authentico in the future in a multi-stage attack. So those are the top three patches that was released today by Microsoft.
Okay. So as I understand, those first two are media-oriented, so somebody could send you an email with a media file that you play and you would be affected, or maybe you could go to a website and play a video and you could be affected. The other one sounds quite a bit more complicated. Probably that's why Microsoft gave it a higher exploit index. It'd probably be harder to exploit there. I also noticed that a couple of zero-day vulnerabilities were fixed for that. Amol, do you have the information on that?
That's correct. Actually, there were three zero-day vulnerabilities that were fixed today. The first one was the SMB client vulnerability in the MS10-20 bulletin. The second one was the VBScript vulnerability, which was well known as the F1 vulnerability, where a user could get exploited by pressing on F1 on a VBScript message box. And the last one, which was not really well known, was the SMTP vulnerability, which Microsoft says that was made public before today's patch was available, but there are no exploits that they see as of today.
Okay, great. So it doesn't look like there's anything in Microsoft Office in this month's patch release, which is there?
Well, there are actually two file format vulnerabilities in this patch. The first one was in the Visio file format, which is not included in most SKUs of Microsoft Office. And the second was in Microsoft Publisher. And that is actually included in some SKUs of Microsoft Office, but it isn't installed by default, and it's not a widely used program. These are your typical file format vulnerabilities where if you received a malicious VSD or PUB file and you double-clicked it, it could trigger an action that would compromise your machine. But again, these are lesser-known products and not as wide of an installed base as your typical Word or Excel vulnerabilities.
Okay, so the attack surface is probably much smaller, which also makes it less attractive for attackers. There's also one more critical vulnerability that I see is the Windows Media Services on Windows 2000. Do you have more details on that, Richie?
Absolutely. This is one of those bugs that exists. It only exists in Windows 2000, and Windows 2000 is near its end of life, so we're hoping most of our customers are moving off of this. Additionally, this requires Windows Media Services to be installed and running on the server as well. This is not installed by default, so I don't think there's a wide install base of this matrix. That said, though, this vulnerability is accessible via anonymous and remote connections, which means it is a wormable vulnerability, but hopefully, like I said, the install base for this isn't that large.
So that means basically focus on MS10, O26, and 27, plus 19, those are the most critical ones. The others, the 0 days are interesting, the SMB one and the F1 one had gotten some media attention, so there's exploits out for that. Those would be the next ones. And the others seem to be depending on installation. There was also a release by Adobe today, Amal. What are the details on that?
Yes, Adobe released its quarterly update today and patched Adobe Reader 9.3.1 as well as Adobe Acrobat 8.2.1. And these fixes are applicable on Windows, Macintosh, Unix, and all Unix, Linux type operating systems. These vulnerabilities could cause the application to crash and could potentially allow an attacker to take control of the affected system. So people using Adobe, which is a fairly large install base, should apply these patches as soon as possible.
Okay. And as typical with Adobe, those are file format vulnerabilities and they're cross-platform. So you could actually attack Macintoshes, Unix machines, and obviously Windows machines with it. Great. Is that it? Are those all the patches that we had for today?
Oh, no, not for today. Today, Oracle released its April 2010 vulnerability update, which fixed 47 vulnerabilities. So as you can see, this is a huge update with fixes for 47 vulnerabilities. 16 of them were for Oracle Solaris, 8 of them were for the Oracle Application Suite, 7 for Oracle Database Servers. So as you can see, a whole lot of products are affected, from PeopleSoft to JD Edward Suites and so on and so forth.
Okay. So we've had updates from Microsoft, Adobe, and Oracle today. So there's plenty of work for IT administrators. Some of it rather urgent, and the others can probably wait a little bit, but it will probably take a long time to get all installations updated. Chad, that's it. I hope our listeners enjoyed this and got some good information out of it.
Richie, Amol, and Wolfgang, thank you for your time today. Interested listeners can go to www.qualys.com for more information on today's Patch Tuesday release. You're listening to Patch Tuesday Bottom Line.